Pesachim, Perek Hei Mishne Beis. HaPesach Sheshchatoi Shelo Lishmo. If a person shechts a carbon Pesach, not l'shem carbon Pesach, he shechts it, for example, he shechts it l'shem Shlomim. V'kibel v'hilech v'zarek Shelo Lishmo. Or he is mekabel the dam, or somebody else is mekabel the dam, or they carry the dam, v'hilech, or there's zarak, they do zrika, the v'zarek Shelo Lishmo, onto the Mizbeach. O l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. Or they shecht it l'shmo, the Rav explains. But for example, they're mekabel the dam shalo l'shmo. Which, by the way, the problem with saying such a pshat is that we just literally said that. We just said, if any of these examples were done shalo l'shmo, then it would be pasul. One of the things that Taisi Santav entertains, perhaps we could say that the first case in the Mishnah was where he didn't do it l'shmo, he just did it stam. He wasn't thinking at all. And the Mishnah is telling us, if he does all of them stam, but only one of them, any of them, are done shalo l'shmo, it's possible. And now we're saying, not only that, but if you did it mamish correctly, l'shmo, not just stam. You did the avoda, you did shchita l'shmo, but then you did zrika shalo l'shmo, that's also no good. But I believe he says that this pshat is daichik. You can look, he goes through all the different mahalchim and what this is teaching us. O l'shmo for shalo l'shmo, if we just really said it. But the next case is, O shalo l'shmo v'lishmo. Now this is a little different. Shalo l'shmo, the Rav says, that now we're talking about a case where you shechted it, where the shechita, you shechted it for a Pesach, but while you shechted it, you had in mind that when you're going to do the zrika, you're going to do the zrika l'shem shlomim. So in such a situation, the carbon is puzzle right away, even if you didn't end up doing the zrika. The machshava that you had, that while you did the shechita, you had in mind that when you're going to do the zrika, it's going to be done shalo l'shmo, that also passes it. So the way he actually reads it in is, o shalo l'shmo, where you have kavana that your future avoda is going to be shalo l'shmo, v'lishmo. But l'maisa, right now you're shechting it l'shmo, meaning you're doing it l'shem Pesach, that's also pasul. And the reason a Pesach has to be done l'shmo, the Rav says it's learned out from a pasuk, v'amartim zevach pesachu, and it's a drasha until the zevach is done l'shem Pesach. And it's even b'di'evit. That's what's mashed in the pasuk. So the Mishnah goes on. Ketzad l'shmoi v'shlo l'shmo. So what are the examples of l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomim. So l'shmo is l'shem Pesach. And shlo l'shmo is l'shem Shlomim, like we said. Shlo l'shmo v'lishmo. And what are the examples where it was shlo l'shmo, but l'maisa yeshechted l'shmo, like we said. L'shem Shlomim, meaning you had in mind that you're going to do the zrika for Shlomim. U'l'shem Pesach, but the shchita you did was for l'shem Pesach. That's the way the Rav would learn this.